Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today.
When I asked her, it's Jay and the Americans bring us back, ladies and gentlemen. 7 till the hour. See you later, alligator. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Doug Barry. Doug is with the Department of Commerce's U.S. Commercial Services, more specifically the Senior International Trade Specialist at the International Trade Administration's Global Knowledge Center, export.gov. That's the main thing you need to know, right, Doug? Just to go to export.gov.
That's right, Jim. I just wanted to add one other point to the immigrants discussion we just had, and that is that the immigrants in the book that we spoke with were successful exporters. Most of them are in, you know, multiple markets as opposed to a single one, which is more typical of a U.S. exporter who's not an immigrant. And they one of the secrets to success is, in addition to having the contact in the country where they were born and being fearless when it comes to getting on a plane and going and sitting down with people who are not like themselves, the other factor was they're very good at business basics. In particular, they're good at customer service, excellent at customer service. That, I think, is another defining characteristic.
Right. And you had another, I wanted you to tell another quick story about the Jordanian lady.
Yes. We were just talking about, you know, the importance of, you know, reaching out to people in other parts of the world, particularly the difficult parts, like the Middle East, for example, where in the headlines all the time it's, you know, violence, beheadings, chaos. But actually, in those countries, there are wonderful entrepreneurs, young people who are trying to start businesses. And the one story is a young woman in Jordan who invented swim goggles that take your pulse so that when you're swimming along, you actually see your heart rate in the lenses of the goggles, assuming they're not fogged up, of course. And I thought, what a marvelous invention this is, and very much characteristic of people in that part of the world where startups are sprouting up everywhere, right. Where there's wonderful strength in the IT area in particular. These folks are very smart, they're young, and they want to engage with the larger world. So we've got to help them.
Well, I agree. And Doug, I wrote a piece recently about what the kind of boots I think we should be putting on the ground around the world to fight communism and terrorism, because that, you know, we got bad people. You need professionals to handle that. I'm not talking about that, but I think I'm disappointed in the West, especially the Western leaders, for not using as a part of their peace strategy one of the best boots on the ground that they can have, and that's small business owners sharing value, sharing goods across borders, and fulfilling Bastiat's prophecy, which is when goods cross borders, armies don't. Where am I wrong about that, Doug? What do you think?
Well, I think you're right about that, and I think you know, one of the sort of subversive things that's happening to change the narrative is that through social media, you can interact with some of these young companies. Many of them are seeking crowdsourcing for funding the startups, including the woman with her goggles. And you can be sitting in Iowa, and you can actually invest in one of these companies and help them get off the ground and profit in doing so. And I think the amazing thing, the important thing, is to not close your mind to opportunities in the areas and realize that there are people there who have the same values, and
yes,
and it's important to support them.
And as I said, the small business owners that I see in other parts of the country, if they could meet small businesses owners in America, they would realize that the only thing that really separates them is their languages, perhaps. And
yes,
if they speak English, there's no separation. That they all want the same thing. They want to have to be able to run their businesses and feed their families and fulfill their aspirations. Be self-determined. That's what people want. And why can't that be a common message that we grow peace around the world with? And that's, I don't think that's kumbaya. Doug, I think that's real, don't you?
Well, it is real, and I was counseling a woman the other day who makes fragrant candles, and she was saying that she's in touch with a entrepreneur in that part of the world who is interested in buying her product and doesn't speak English, but because of the translation software that's available now on the internet, she is able to get the gist of what that person is talking about and asking about.
And scented candles, no language, right?
Yeah, no language there.
That's
but
right.
You do, of course, have to talk about price and other things. But the point is that language is no longer an obstacle.
That's right.
Technology is,
exactly.
is bridging that gap as well.
Exactly. Hey, Doug, I appreciate the part you're playing in all this, though, in War and Peace. You do a good job, and we appreciate you.
And you too, Jim, and thanks so much.
Doug Barry, ladies and gentlemen, export.gov. Be sure to check out that website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.